on Hill Street. But that was the second fence factory. And that's mainly where they all went to work, unless they went to Atlanta. And look, a bunch of them went to Southern Railway. But it was mostly unskilled type jobs, because they were just 16, 15, whatever.
So did some of the girls continue on then into high school, but the boys went to work mostly? Was that?
Well, some of them went on, you know, if their families could spare them. You know, they went on.
Most people did not go to college.
Yeah, very few.
Most people were farmer people, and they needed their boys on the farm. Now, when we finally got around and got into Fulton County and began to try to establish some athletics in the schools and everything, we couldn't get any farmer men to say, yes, my boys can stay after school and practice, because they needed them on the farm. There were chores on the farm, and there were boys and girls in the 4-H club, and they were needed at home. They milked the cows, and they did a lot of odd things, and they had their own cow, you know, and they was, or their own pig, whatever the project was. And so the farmers did not kowtow to the athletic program, not at first.
I think there was a lot of absentee rates in the day, you know, like September and the early days of October, because people were picking cotton. And they had to excuse the children to go help pick the cotton when the weather was right. And so there was, that was one other thing. And like Mother said, there was a dairy up just about where, like Chick-fil-A, where that is. Was that Mr. and Homer? And then on up toward Alpharetta was the Rhodes. Somebody Rhodes is up near, like where the hospital is now. And, but theirs was named Dairy, Rhodes Dairy. And they employed some teenage boys up there. A lot of people also sold eggs through the time. One other thing, they used to come, when we lived at Alpharetta, there used to be a person from the grocery store. They would come to your house, and he would write down whatever you told him. You know, like you needed a sack of flour or some sugar or whatever. And then he would go back to the store and fill the order and then deliver it.
Wow.
That's true.
That sounds great.
And down here, the same thing existed with Fekra's supermarket.
Yeah, I think. And, well, they did deliver, too. I think we called them up on the phone down here and told them. And then they delivered. Roswell Store used to deliver.
I have to run to the restroom. I'll be right back. Okay. Be good hands with baby.
Okay. So they would deliver to you whatever you phoned up and said you wanted?
Grocery-wise, or if the store carried it, you know.
What about doctors? Who were the doctors around here?
When we first met Roswell,
doctor,
we only had Dr. We had a man that lived there, Amy, next to Margaret, in Margaret. No, I don't know. But he wasn't there anymore. We had Dr. and we had a dentist upstairs over the hardware store named.
Yeah, over the Weaver's. Weaver's store up in the Perry building, upstairs in the Perry building.
Well, did Ms. and Ms. tell you, I don't know if it affected them enough to think it was funny, but to us it was funny, that it was uptown and downtown Roswell.